Well, first, I have to mention the obvious thing. You know, for years I've been coming up here, and I love what Commodity Classic's always done, but they've sent me four crotchety old guys every year. And I've had to look at four ugly mugs every year. So I hate to be obvious, but thank you. You are a breath of fresh air. It's so nice to be here. It's about time, isn't it? Is it about time? So Pam, Danny kind of set the table for us. We want to talk about sustainability a little bit. And so I'd like to just skew it specifically to the issue of corn and corn production. Tell us what that means to you in the corn industry.
Sure. Well, sustainability for corn growers means that we're having continuous improvement, not only on our farms, but the way we grow corn. So that means producing more grain with less inputs. And it means that we have access to the best feed genetics, technology, agronomic practices, so that we can grow a corn plant that can maximize water and nutrients and sunlight. And I think bottom line for us, you know, we talk about our grandchildren, is sustainability for us is leaving the land in a better shape and a better place for the next generation.
Absolutely. So you've got grandkids as well.
They're right there.
How many do you have?
Three. They're waving at me, so I'm getting distracted.
I see. So you have three, and Danny has three. Well, let me say, I have four.
You win.
So, nanny, nanny, boo-boo. And I learned that from my granddaughter.
She's got ours are here.
Oh, yours are, oh, well, that's true. So you do win, after all. You talk about sustainability, and you led me right into the next question I was going to ask you. This means nothing if we can't communicate it, if we can't tell the story. So how do we do a better job of communicating sustainability? Because no one's going to disagree that we as producers are far more concerned about the health of our land and sustainability of our land, yet I'm not sure that story is told to everybody. How can we do that? How are you doing that?
Yeah, we have a great story to tell, and I think that the sad part is we don't have very many farmers, and especially I'd like to call to action everybody that's in the audience today. We don't have a lot of people that are out there actually telling their story, and it's hurting us. It's hurting us in Washington, D.C. with our policy. It's hurting us on all the issues with consumers because they want to know who we are, what we do, and that their food is safe. And we had a briefing with the Secretary Vilsack this morning, and I think we were all pretty sobered. It looks pretty dismal in Washington today because the sequester is going to go through. So if there's anything I could leave today with the audience, it is an extreme call to action that, you know, we were frustrated last summer when we didn't get the Farm Bill done, but the Farm Bill is like a small flea on the back of an elephant, because I think everybody out there as an American and a farmer needs to call their congressman and say, we're mad as hell, we're not going to take this anymore, quit pointing fingers, quit having blame, and let's get something responsibly done in Washington, D.C.
Should I mention it took a lady to say that? Should I mention that? No, well said. Absolutely well said. I would ask then, so what do you think is our outlook? I mean, a lot of times minorities don't act until their backs are against the wall. And we've always been a minority, but everybody knows, particularly in Washington and even in other municipalities or localities, an active minority will always outpace an apathetic majority. And so if we're active enough, I'm confident that we can do it. What do you see as the outlook?
I think the only hope we have is our grassroots and those people in rural communities to actually get engaged. You know, we just came through one of the worst droughts in history. A lot of us really had a hard summer looking out the window every day and seeing our equity start draining away. What kind of story is that to tell? And if you aren't telling it, shame on you. And they really do need to hear from you. I mean, they count the phone calls. So if your voice isn't heard, it's your own fault. And there are some really serious things coming down the pike, and we want to make sure that we can position corn growers in the best place, because once we start production and get back producing again, which hopefully is this year, You know, we want to be competitive in a global marketplace where we are the producers in the world that can help feed and fuel a population of 9 billion by 2050.
Great message. Great comments. Great job. Thank